What's a man in music without music?
Good morning to you people, we're here to sing for you, cause we are Christmas singers, that's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup, and if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
So I was really looking forward to watching I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here last night. The sad news being that my potential damp in my bathroom problem has kind of reached fever pitch. And I had a man on his hands and knees in my bathroom until about 11 o'clock last night. Alan goes this morning, such a lucky man.
Because it's difficult to get workmen around at 10 o'clock at night normally, certainly central London.
Yeah. He says he'd been scouring the yellow pages.
Yeah.
Weren't you?
I can never find one.
That's what I've heard.
I need one.
That's what I've heard.
I know.
So anyway, so I kind of watched bits and bobs of it, but I think the most revealing thing about I'm a Celebrity so far is the internet rumours that have started about Ant McPartland and Jordan after audio of them in the hotel the night before was revealed to the world.
Yeah. You want to take that?
Yeah, get it in.
Yeah. Go on, girl.
We'll have more on that story later this morning with Dominic Andrews with News and Sport in a minute. It's 6.56. Good morning!
Don't be so quick to...
Girl.
Yeah.
Want to take that?
Yeah, get it in.
Yeah. Go on, girl.
Come on, baby. Don't be so quick to... Don't walk away. Come on, dance with me. I want to rock your body.
What's a man in music without music?
You. Hi, party people. It's Peter Andre here from the Bush.
Isn't a man in music without music just a man?
Well, you'd think so.
What's a man in music without music?
Yeah, a man.
A man.
Man. It's not the hardest question in the world, is it? Is that what you had to answer to get in? Do you know to get on the list? To be a celebrity in the jungle. Is it a man? Congratulations, you're through. Next, it's the Peter Andre Challenge. Work out what the hell he's talking about. He's a genius, Peter Andre. Don't let anybody slag him off.
I've never seen a cockroach that big in my life. I can handle cockroaches, but I'd have to eat it if I had it near me. I just couldn't feel it, or I'd just have to eat it to get it away, you know?
Right, okay.
Eat it.
Yeah. Oh, my God, look, there's a massive cockroach on the floor. Where's the Tommy sauce? And this is just after the first show.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
That was great in the recording studio with his new material.
He's really good.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'm telling you, Puff Daddy must be bricking himself. Boom, boom. Anyway, that was Justin coming up. Pink, Tom Craft. Let's do News and Sport with Dom and Jules. It's just after 7 o'clock.
The countdown starts for Tony Blair's crew. 4 minutes past seven.
Two, three, four. I remember a time when we didn't rap. What, before we met? Well, we're not together now. I can't believe the chaos that's come around. Come on, Dom, sing.
Well, what would you know?
Oh, just look around you. It's mad about Alice.
Please don't remind me.
Mad about Alice.
All right, don't go on about it.
We know despite the things we say, we wouldn't have it.
Yeah, well,
that's the best bit,
isn't it? It's the backing vocals, isn't it? Ba, ba, ba.
That's just to prove that no matter what you think of I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, it's not the worst thing on television. No matter how bad you think those people are going to get, it's still not as bad as...
I remember a time when we didn't rap.
Before we met?
Shut up.
That's brilliant.
Isn't it? Did you enjoy it last night, Celebrity?
I thought it was great, actually. I thought Jordan did, she came across very well, I thought.
Well, there you go.
So to speak. And Peter Andre was just... Peter Andre.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
That was great.
He's a talented man.
That's when they were in the studio and those guys threw the glass and stuff, having a little boom, boom. I thought that was very enjoyable.
You know, if I saw a cockroach Yeah. You know, that was really big.
What sort of thing would you do?
I'd eat it.
Would you? Yeah. Rather than dealing with it, you just eat it.
I'd just eat it. Yeah. I mean, you know why?
No, I don't.
Because I've written 100 songs.
Yeah.
And I just want to get them out there.
Exactly.
That's my view. And let me ask you this as well.
Mm.
What is a man in music
if
with 100 songs who's not really in music,
yeah,
who eats cockroaches on a reality TV show?
That's true.
Yeah.
It's food for thought, isn't it?
No, answer that. You can't, can you?
You can't do it.
You can't do it?
No.
You see what I've done there?
Yes, Peter.
Yeah, I've just put the Andre spell on you. Right?
Of no sense.
Well, no, you say that, but listen, okay? Listen.
Yeah?
Shh, no, listen.
Shh.
What's that? You hear that?
Yeah.
Bar the equipment, that's the sound of silence. And that's a world without music, my friend. And because I've written 100 songs, you know what that makes me?
No.
That's right. That's right. And that's something for you to think about. But look at the size of that cockroach. That's what he talks in riddles. He's like an Australian David Brent. No, you see, what is a man in music without music?
A man.
Yeah, but apart from that.
Just a man.
What's a man?
Yeah.
Music without music.
He's a man.
A man.
Yeah. And thanks indeed to the man for the last couple of hours.
Royal Show, National Radio 1.
Good morning. 6 minutes past seven.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday morning. I have a damp problem in my kitchen. I have ants all over my flat. We have the radio and DJ dinner tonight. And yesterday I joined a gym and have to go today. Really, could life get any better?
I've been a girl with her skirt pulled high. My world.
Tom Craft Loneliness for that Pink Good as a DJ, which comes out this week. You must go and buy it because it's great. From a great album. Buy the great album and buy the great single. Thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
What's a man in music without music?
A man. Thank you. Dave, what is a milkman?
Without milk?
Without the milk.
A man.
Okay, right. What is Superman if he wasn't super?
A man.
I'm asking the same question, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm falling into the Peter Andre trap.
But it's illustrative. Someone's emailed in and said, what is a damp bathroom without damp?
A man?
A bathroom.
Oh, bugger.
Text of the day so far. Chris, have you seen yourself on the billboards as Superman?
No? What billboards? There are billboards with me on around the UK?
Anybody would think it was like a national campaign.
Never! I don't believe you! I don't believe you! I saw did you see any yesterday?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Not driving around London in your big fancy car?
No.
Rubbish. Rachel, did you see any?
No.
Well, it's good to see that the... Alan did.
Yeah.
I've been driving around for hours, are you trying to find a booster? I like how Alan's impression changes on a daily basis. I saw a couple of them yesterday.
You went out poster hunting, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to two of the BBC sites that I know, because it's like a big thing, you know. I've got posters, I've got to have a look at them. So I drove down the road to where the BBC poster sites are, and there he was. The Elephant Man is Alan Clark. On two of them. I thought, oh, balls, I'll go home. No, we actually passed one on the way home.
What, accidentally?
I have some weird news. I joined the gym yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
Really?
Threatening to do it. And yesterday I did it.
On your own?
Yes. I don't want to say too much about the woman who was there to kind of... You know, I call them membership ladies. Do you know what I mean? You know, they send someone out to kind of stroke you a little bit.
Yeah.
Make you feel welcome.
Do they give you sort of a once-over and see what shape you're in?
Well, she didn't actually ask me if I wanted to go and have a look around, which I thought was a bit odd. But, let's just call her. Pick a random girl's name.
Wendy.
Beryl.
Wendy Beryl, right, okay. Hi, I'm Wendy Beryl. Thank you for coming to see us. Hi. What's your name?
Chris.
Well, hi, Chris. Now, what can I do for you?
I'd like to join a gym.
It's pretty much what I said. Oh, well, that was easy, wasn't it? No, seriously. All right, well, that's great news. Right, I can get a couple of forms and we can fill them in together. All right. Right, OK, so let me ask you a couple of questions first. Why do you want to join the gym, exactly?
I'm fat.
Right. Oh, you look all right to me. But what is it that actually that you'd like to achieve from joining the gym?
Weight loss.
Right, OK, good, right. And have you been to a gym before?
Yes.
Right, and do you enjoy it?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, why is that?
I can't be arsed.
Right. My words were, I can't stand the gym, I hate the gym and everything to do with the gym.
That's close, then.
Yeah. And she goes, well, let's see if we can do something about that. Oh, is there anything in particular, anything particular that you don't like about the gym? And I went, yeah, the equipment, everything, the smell, the whole gym thing. Yeah. Right. Oh, okay, well, we're a bit grumpy about the gym then. Well, it's good to see that you're joining, though. All right. Oh, that's lovely. And I'm like, just look, where do I sign, love? See, God bless you. You seem like a nice woman, but you're annoying me. Where do I sign? All right, now, can you just fill out this form here? Okay, so it's really long. It's like the print's really tiny. What's that? Sorry? What am I signing? Oh, that's just to say if you die or fall into a coma, it's nothing to do with us. What's that? Why am I going to die? No, it's fine, it's fine. All right, then, fine. Now, there is a signing on fee of £1,000,000,000, but don't worry about that, that's fine. And minimum, obviously, subscription is for the rest of your life. Yes, would you like to sign there? So I did it. And I'm sitting there, and I signed the bottom of the thing, and I pay over my membership joining fee, which I don't get, by the way. Have you ever go to the Odeon Cinema? Like, two tickets to see The Matrix, please. Have you been to the cinema before? No, I haven't. Right, well, that will be a £10 joining fee. What? Oh, and then is it free after that? No. What? Is that a bit,
But gyms make a fortune out of people like you in January.
Have you ever filled up at a petrol station, of this petrol station before? No, I haven't, no. Right, well, that'll be a £50 first-time petrol pump using fee.
You should have waited till they had an offer on.
I think they did.
Really?
Yeah, you get vouchers. Guess where you spend the vouchers?
The gym.
In the gym! I want vouchers for McDonald's! What's the point? Oh, you do get some vouchers. Oh, what's that for? Topshop? No, it's for the gym. I'm just paying you. I'm paying you now to join the gym. What about vouchers for the gym? Oh, that's for, you get guest passes for a friend. Hang on a second. So I'm fucking out £150, yet my mate gets to go for free. How does that work?
I thought you said something strange, sir.
What?
You forking out?
I don't know what you mean about that.
So did you do anything yesterday?
No, I've got to go back today.
So is this your first consultation then today?
Yeah, type thing. And they show me how the machines work. This is a treadmill. This is what you use if you want to walk fast or run.
Give over, Sherlock.
Why didn't you go to the gym yesterday?
Are you not allowed?
Are you not?
No, I'm not allowed. It's a man, seriously, do you know the great myth about going to a pizza restaurant and you're not allowed to touch the pepper? Right? They have to put the pepper on for... Yes. You're not allowed to touch it. You can't even look at it. Turn your eyes away. I want to put the pepper on. And I am Italian, but I was not born in Italy. Anyway, it's like that. I'd like to join the gym, please. It's a million questions. And it's every hurdle in your way. And then once you're in, you can't get out.
Just when you thought you were out, they pull you back in.
Could be worse.
I couldn't be you. Very good point. Well, go on, what?
The gym I joined gives you a gym buddy to look after you while you're there.
I would have thought you would have relished that.
Yeah, I kind of joined a different gym to the one you were going to. Anyway, 7:20. Hi, this is Dominic Byrne. And I'll be here with all the latest news in 8 minutes.
A bit uncalled for.
What?
That sound effect.
Straight up. What?
Slap, crackle and pop.
Listen, I'm a newsreader, not a...
style icon.
Gimp.
I'm a newsreader, not a gimp.
I don't know, I just made it up. I probably
you
am a gimp.
You need to learn your place, my
That's
friend.
Right, yeah, I am actually just a gimp.
Dominic, what is a newsreader?
Without news.
Without the news.
A reader.
A reader. Straight up. Right, let's do this morning's buzz off. As ever, on the text 81199, text me the words buzz off when you've had enough of the following record. That's Buzz Off to 81199. And after 2,000 text messages, we'll go off, and then Alan has a vote, and Dave has a vote, and Rachel has a vote. And when all four buzzers have gone off, the record will stop. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go. Good?
Good.
Yeah. Alan?
It's too early for this.
Shut up. They're wearing pink.
Alan, Buzz.
Said the girl next door, it's time to roam home. Mad Lizzie comes blind, cobbler's thumbs are a sight to behold. She was a Romo slapper and we always tried to get her pants off when she phoned. Left a cap by the sink, it's not what you think, oh take me home.
All together now.
Do you want me?
Not really.
Taking the sights and drowning our senses. Love is the law, so take me deep inside.
Come on!
Strap on Sally, chased us down the alley. We hid for our behinds. Oasis was a shop with shoes so hot they were sure to blow your mind. Running so fast I can taste the past, so take me home. Now we know where we're going.
Ah, kid.
We can lay back in the dark and
ride.
Taking the sights and drowning our senses. Love is the law, so take me.
Has a taste.
These waters run deep, it's clear, my little one. Blue velvet star sky, not a sound. The light in your eyes, the smile on your ruby lips, tells me my
Buzz.
She's trying to hit the vocal.
Hello.
She's trying to hit the
vocal.
Rachel Buzz. Sado. You're so sad. Listeners. Slow today. I didn't enjoy it.
Dave Buzz.
There you go. Nice.
That's enough, eh?
I think so. That was virtually all of it. Seahorses from the album Do It To Yourself, and that's Love Is The Law. Great record. What do you want? Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
All right.
Dirty!
Dirty.
I've got a great story about the gym to tell you. I'll do it after the news and sport, okay?
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Somebody ring the alarm. We bless and hung low like Bernie Mac dogs. Let them out, women, let them in. It's like I'm ODB, that was a
What is Christina Aguilera without the Aguilera?
That is a question that I can't answer.
It's Christina.
Oh, yeah.
See? Juliet. What is a waterfall without the fall?
A river.
Shut up, Dave. Don't you help her. Water is the right answer. Congratulations. Dave, you were wrong.
A river without a fall. Waterfall
what?
Without a fall.
River. No. Might be... no.
Stream.
Might be a stream.
Brook.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
A torrent. A burn.
The sea.
What do you want? Shut up.
Scottish River.
Shut up.
Burn.
Okay, here's your next question.
What's a man in music without music?
All right, we'll come back to that in a second.
BBC. Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
That's going to make me laugh all day.
I know.
Outcast, Miss Jackson, Franz Ferdinand coming up. It's Dom and Jules and News and Sport. It's 7:32.
And the main news this morning, Tony Blair is facing a battle today if he's going to stay as a leader who's in control of his own politicians. The PM has got to persuade the MPs to back a crucial vote later on raising university tuition fees. Now, many Labour politicians are planning to rebel against their own boss. Here's Newsbeat's political reporter, Robin Brandt.
Higher tuition fees for students is one of Tony Blair's big ideas. And if his own MPs block it later, that is a disaster for him. With such a big majority, it's almost unbelievable the Prime Minister will be pushing and persuading up until 7 o'clock tonight. But make no mistake, he will be.
The inquest into the death of Harold Shipman starts today. The serial killer was found hanged in his cell 2 weeks ago. The freezing weather conditions that have been heading to the UK have arrived.
Yes.
Snow and heavy rain has hit parts of Scotland and northern England overnight.
Yes.
The bold conditions are expected to spread to the rest of the UK today.
Yes.
These people are in northeast Scotland.
I actually can't wait till it actually snows quite bad. I think it's just fun.
The Scots cope pretty well with it because they're used to it. It's always snowing up here.
What was that? What did he say?
No, I didn't catch
that. Was Russ Abbott doing one of his comedy creations from Scotland.
They've got it very bad.
Randy McTavish.
There's loads of snow in the northeast of Scotland.
By the way, are we still all on? If it snows heavily in London, we're all going sledging.
I found another baking tin, actually, for you.
Really?
Yeah, it's a turkey one.
Thank you, cheers.
Other news around, advertisers are being accused of making it hard for children to eat. Newsbeat, it's now 7:36.
And, of course, if you are driving to work this morning, be careful of those wild boars that seem to be roaming the length and breadth of the UK. They're such a problem now that, you know, 300 years after being hunted to extinction, the pig-like animals, which are my favourite line during the news, have successfully colonised several farms after escaping from them. It's great. I'm so excited. It's they're taking over. It's like a wild boar alien-like movie where they come down. You know, like War of the Worlds? It's War of the Boars.
The Boar War.
Dum, dum, dum.
And slowly and surely they drew their plans against us.
I'm going to finish with that. Look out! Run for your lives! Sorry about that.
That's all right, it's fine.
Dave has a song about that news story, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, it was a song by Duran Duran. Remember Wild Boars?
How does that one go, Dave? Do you phone Wes? Phone Wes, ask Wes.
Wes. Ask Dave.
Dave, how does that one go?
Wild boars never lose it, like pigs. Wild boars, they're like pig-like.
That's brilliant. It's Peter Andre.
Boom, 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 boom.
What is Dave? Comedy Dave without comedy. Comedy Dave. Right, so... yesterday, I joined the gym.
Yes, I heard.
Okay, and I just paid my money and just signed on the dotted line when I saw somebody famous. That's right, it's another round of Guess Who?
What now?
For the first time ever in the morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go around. We'll start with Dave. Rachel, do you want to play? Yes or no? Right.
No.
All right, fine. Dave, then Dom, and then Juliet, okay?
Okay.
Please go with the glaringly obvious joke at the beginning, all right? Unless it's not there. So this is somebody at my gym, or the gym which I joined yesterday and will go to today for the first time properly. You have to guess who that famous person is. Are you ready?
Let's begin. Female.
Do the joke.
Man.
Male.
Male
better,
normally works.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, male. Sports male person. Oh.
Did he have Lycra on?
I don't know.
Singer.
Entertainer. All-round entertainer.
Well, I'll tick entertainer.
Okay. Comedy entertainer.
Not from the world of comedy.
Okay.
Was he fit?
Would you see this man currently on the television in this country? Would he be associated with the BBC?
It's a hard one.
It's a good one. This is somebody... I've just joined a gym, there's no going back, and this male person is a member of the same gym.
Is he a middle-aged gentleman? Because that narrows it down.
Define middle-aged.
50. 40. 50.
Not 50.
Okay.
Is he fat?
Ah. You get another go, Jules.
Oh, two ticks. He must be very fat.
Does he have dark hair?
I've no idea.
Yes, it's completely irrelevant.
Is he from Australia? Would he be associated with the world of radio?
Technically, yes, I will give you that. I joined the same gym as...
Jono Coleman.
Correct! Yay. That fat Australian pig! I'm going to have to see him sweating over the treadmill every single afternoon! After I've had my lunch, burger and chips at Vera's, I'm going to have to see him... Can I, mate, fancy a bit of a treadmill session? Ah! It's hell already!
We have a new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying.
Me and Jono, best mates by Christmas.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Thanks for coming round mine for a Barbie with Sheila.
What's a man in music without music?
Goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas. Baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never.
Sarah from Leicester, that's for you. Don't ever say that we don't play what you want to hear. Franz Ferdinand, or as Edith Bowman says, Franz Ferdinand! And take me out. ...7:48. Sarah's already sent a text. Bloody hell, that was quick. Text in saying please play Franz Ferdinand.
And
she's
we
having,
did.
She's having withdrawal symptoms. Here to help. I don't want you to think, Sarah, for one moment that was absolute pure coincidence that was the next record to play. I want you to spend the rest of the day thinking it was just because you text in. And if anybody else texts in asking for a record, we won't play it for them. It's just for you. You're our one show dedication.
Interactive radio.
Yeah. Coming in this morning to work, and the gritters have been out. Road gritters of the world, unite and take over. And I love the way that, you know, when you get up early, or the gritters just been, and you kind of go around the corner, and you look and go, I don't really understand. What, he just kind of sits there, a little sporadically. I like it when they stop at traffic lights and they forget to switch it off. There's a big mound. Mm. Like that. That's funny. Little kids playing in it from the council estate, thinking they're in Tenerife.
But it must make this the crossing safer, though.
Well, I believe so.
You know?
They do a very worthwhile job.
I think so. I think they should be honoured.
They keep Britain safe with their salty loads. As they distribute it.
Around. Across the road.
That's right. You know, and I don't know if they're out this morning, the gritters. I'm sure they will be. So good morning if you're a gritter. Gritting the roads of the UK.
Gritting Grit Britain.
Good morning. We would like to do something for the gritters. Because obviously, we'll preempt this cold spell that's apparently coming. Although, you're walking around during the day, it's cold. At night, is it me or is it warmer?
Well, I opened the door this morning expecting it to be Baltic and it wasn't that bad, I didn't think.
You kind of, you know, you walk around at 2 in the afternoon, it's freezing. Then you might, you know, toddle off to the pub at about 7:30. It's not so bad, I'm thinking. Is that just me? It seems warmer at night.
Yeah.
Milder, maybe.
Do you know what that is? That's to do with cloud cover.
Is that keeping us warm?
Yeah.
Right.
My taxi driver reckoned it's all a big sham.
What, the
very
cold
interesting
swell?
Conversation.
What, to keep the gritter people in work?
How can cold weather be a scam?
He said, oh, I think it's being exaggerated.
What, so all the weather forecasters, yes, and the people who make grit are all having a secret meetings going, right, listen, you say there's going to be a really bad cold spell coming, and we'll give you 10% of all the grit that we sell to the councils.
It was a very interesting conversation at 4:30 in the morning.
Unbelievable. Well, no, we know, because Mr. Hammond spoke to Dominic Byrne about it.
This is Philip Hammond.
Yes. Yeah. Not John.
Not John Hammond.
And he was saying that there is cold weather coming.
You're a genius. Look how the bloody windy say that, son.
Johnny from Leeds texts in, what do gritters do for the rest of the year? I think they hang out with those, you know, those specialist people who only work a few weeks of the year. So, you know, so you can often see gritters in the summer hanging out with Santa Claus and Sarah Cox and Dave Pearce.
And Wes. I tell you what, that's a new job.
But only Monday to Friday.
Why don't we get Wes gritting the roads? He's got 6 days to keep the roads safe, and then he could pop back for the chart and then be out making the world a better place again.
What would a gritter be without the grit?
A gritter.
What's a man in music without music?
A gritter. So what I think we should do is we should give out some awards to honour the brave men and women who keep our roads safe and clear during these cold winter days.
Blimey, but what would we call these awards?
I know what we can call them.
Hmm.
We could call them, Dave.
Yeah.
The Radio 1 Grit Awards. Live from Basingstoke Working Man's Club, it's the Radio 1 Grit Awards. That's right, the people that you can see in their big yellow lorries, pebble-dashing cyclists and pedestrians with their salty loads. We're going to salute you. With snow covering much of the country and the threat of a new ice age and global warming in the air, these people are critical to the transport infrastructure of the UK. I'm amazed you've even read that without fluffing it.
Mm.
So we're going to do 4 awards in various categories to the gritters of the UK. Including, Dave?
Best male gritter. Best female gritter.
Nice.
Best newcomer.
And
the true grit, outstanding contribution to gritting.
So, genuinely, we are looking for gritters in the UK. Maybe yourself. Maybe you are a gritter. It's okay to nominate yourself. You're a gritter. Chances are you're not popular. Or you could nominate a member of your gritting crew. I just died in your arms tonight.
Cutting through.
Right, okay. Maybe your mum is a gritter.
Maybe your sister is a gritter.
Maybe your dad is a gritter.
Or maybe your boyfriend is a gritter.
Maybe your uncle is a gritter.
Maybe your auntie is a gritter.
Maybe your next door neighbour is a gritter.
Maybe your milkman is a gritter. No, it wouldn't be a milk gritter. Never mind.
If you know of a gritter, why not call Alad now? 08700 100 100. That's right. The grit lines are open.
Grit's nominees is what we're after.
That's right. We were going to plan it so that the Sun could get their readers to vote for best newcomer,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't have time, and I think they told us to bog off.
The Grit Awards, 2004.
So 08700 100 100, do you know anyone who's a gritter? Would you like to nominate them for awards? And before the end of the week, if we get an outstanding contribution, maybe we'll do it tomorrow.
Mm.
Or maybe we'll forget about it and just pass this off as a ridiculous link. 08700 100 100. Alad, who's on the grit judging panel, is standing by to take those calls.
He knows his grit.
By the way, I would like to point out that the Grit Awards, our year is different to the normal year. I believe it's a 15-month year.
Well, what we do is we recognise a contribution made over last year.
Yeah, it's really 2003. Mm,
predominantly.
Up until today. Like, so maybe your dad was he released a load of grit in October 2002. Sadly, that wouldn't count.
Not applicable.
So, you know, maybe Robbie Williams had a marvellous grit time.
Does Robbie Williams grit?
I don't know. 08700 100 100. Call Alan and nominate your friend or loved one for the Grit Awards 2004. Sponsored by Kleenex Toilet Tissue.
Sarah Cox.
The bounce is back.
Gritty, gritty.
Woo! Bounce is back.
Jay-Z at Radio 1. Grit roads, then go. I am glad we put the show on tape this morning.
You know what I mean? I'm glad we didn't have to get out of bed to do this for real. We pre-recorded this Monday afternoon, by the way.
Sounds fresh, doesn't it?
How's it now? It's 2:30 now, isn't it? Mm. What time is it when it goes out in the air? 8:00.
8:00.
I hope our timings are all right. Anyway. Jay-Z, Radio 1, coming up, a song that you may not have heard for a few years, because I think we should play something nice and sing-along-y that everyone knows, right?
Sounds excellent.
That and the Black Eyed Peas cut up is Dom and Jules, it's 8 o'clock.
The PM braces for a battle over fees.
Something he has to make a decision what he wants to do himself.
Sorry, that was my fault, I was getting too carried away.
Yes! And now a special Grit Awards weather, it's Dominic Byrne.
It's a very good morning there to the gritters. Sato 3, get gritting. Snow showers heading south, blizzards in the north, bitterly cold. Good gritting and best of luck.
Because you know what they say, Dom?
No.
You really can't get better than a Brit grit gritter.
That's very good.
You see what we've done there?
I do.
Who should we get to host the Grit Awards?
Careful now with your possible nomination.
I was going to say Grit Eklund or Gritty Politi.
How many people under the age of 20 would have even got that? How many people under the age of 30 would have even got Gritty Politi? Who's that, Dave?
He was a singer from yesteryear. There's another singer from yesteryear who you advised me not to mention
yes,
in a comedic way in this
him.
News junction.
Don't say him.
I won't.
I mean, his first gig for years.
I think he's out of...
Please welcome... I don't think...
He's out of the country anyway.
Right, well, he's definitely not hosting the awards.
No way.
No. It's too expensive.
Absolutely.
Apparently.
Have you had a big response to the Grit Awards?
Oh, you would not believe the response.
Really?
Well, maybe you would. I don't know. But it's very important. Now, once again, I'd like to remind everyone of the 4 awards we're giving away.
Yeah.
Best Male Gritter.
Mm-hmm. Best Female Gritter.
Mm-hmm.
Best Newcomer to Gritting.
And the True Grit Outstanding Contribution to Road Gritting. 2004.
Do you know...
Very important to have the year on there as well, isn't it?
Well, because...
Not being confused with other Grit Awards.
But the ceremony is this year. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
You pillock.
Sorry.
And we haven't quite worked out what they get.
No.
But I'm sure it'll be a great award.
Yeah, so Tony the Tiger would say, they're grit.
Oh. Dave sent me an email yesterday, he said, and remember, Dom, all that glitters is not gold.
Have you seen me thinking about this since yesterday? Is that what Dave does with his spare time?
The Grit Awards.
Mm. We've been working hard on this.
The Grit Awards, 2004.
By the way, rumours are already circulating about who the presenters are going to be.
Yes.
Already Justin Timbergrit.
Grit Astley.
Grit Astley.
Grit Astley.
Justin Timbergrit. Grit Astley.
That works about as well as Rick Gristley.
Never
and,
gonna grit you up.
There may be an appearance from Britney Spears.
Yay! See, that's good.
You
that.
Really don't know who's
gonna
be there. And Kylie McGrit.
Yes, that's good. Doesn't work so well.
Beyonce Grit. The White Grits.
Yes.
And Oasis Grit.
Rachel's got one.
Oh, hang on, Rachel.
Brad Grit.
Brad Grit! He's going to be there!
Yay,
so,
in.
Make sure you join us tomorrow for the 2004 Grit Awards! Jesus help us.
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here.
Fern Gritton?
His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people 'cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
I'd like to say to Joe, who sent in on a text, Joe, thanks for taking part, but I don't think many people would understand the joke, Gritty McLean.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's 8:07, good morning. Christina Aguilera is maybe another one, Dom. I don't know.
I like that.
Don't forget, grits win prizes.
And thanks very much to whoever texted in, Gene Gritney.
Target reference.
That's
Black Eyed Peas at Radio 1, and Shut Up, Just Shut Up, Shut Up. It's 8:13 in the morning on National Radio 1. You know, we're the only thing on Radio 1 right now. Till 10.
Shocking.
It's a disgrace. We really should be taken off the air. Or Dominic should. One or the other, I don't know. Bless him.
Some more suggestions about possible hosts for this year's Grit Awards 2004.
No, I don't want to hear. If it's going to be like Jamie Gritston, I don't want to hear them.
Catherine Gritter Jones.
Oh, Jesus.
Grit Reese Jones. Eartha Grit.
Eartha Grit! Another Target reference.
Alan Gritmarsh.
Oh, lovely.
Dave Gritty, don't understand. Roger Gritica. Shane Gritchie.
Shane Gritchie!
Brittany Houston, and my favourite one so far, although not particularly Target, Greta Garbo.
Jesus. I agree with David in Northampton. I don't give a grit. Frankly, my dear. Another grit.
See what you've done there.
That's his gag, not mine, I snicked it. Oh, man. A few people have texted, Gritty Gervais, which I love because it doesn't work.
Mm. Ronnie Corgrit.
Gritton Taron Gritto. No, stop it now.
Daniel Grittingfield.
Anyway, look, stop it.
Right.
I don't want to do any more.
Gritty Elliot.
Do you have another one, Rachel?
Someone said for the Outstanding Award we should play Rule Britannia as the music.
Anyway, enough about that. Let's move on. Grit Wiley is here at 10 o'clock this morning. And then don't forget, it's Mark and Grit from 1. And Sarah Grit from 3. And I believe Dave Grit is on tonight at 6. Is Gritlow on tonight?
I think so, yes.
Right. On Radio Grit. If you just switched on, you have no idea what we're talking about.
None of we.
Right, so yesterday we talked about a huge poster campaign, which was launched yesterday. There's posters. I like the word billboards.
Is that more impressive than posters?
Well, all our listeners in America know what they are, and, you know, it makes me sound like a very popular broadcaster here in the UK. Go on, Rach.
Some of them are illuminated.
Wow.
Does that mean they have lights on them?
Yes. Well done, Dave.
Do you know of any of the ones, any of the sites which are illuminated, Rachel? Excellent.
I could find you one.
I bet you could.
Oh, yes. Bristol on the Bath Road.
Bristol!
Stop it now.
Right.
Near Junction West Town Lane. Yeah.
Excellent. Is that the only one in the UK?
No, there's one in London. Near Gritty Vision Centre. Anyway, right. But we've had a couple of text messages from people saying, where the hell are these billboards and posters meant to be? I drove around all day yesterday and didn't see any.
I thought they were everywhere, though.
Well, they seem to be everywhere, apart from a few places.
Such as where?
Aberystwyth, there are none. I don't think there are any in Cornwall. None in... Oh, no, there are in Cornwall. Kidderminster, I don't think there are any. But, and amazingly, Newcastle don't have any posters.
Newcastle upon Tyne?
Yes, I think Newcastle under Lyme have posters every 200 yards. But Newcastle?
None.
None. Whatsoever.
That's ridiculous.
Which is an outrage, and I don't want the people of Newcastle to feel as though they're missing out on a billboard marketing phenomenon.
It's one of the UK's premier cities.
And I want to do something about it. And nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to pull out all the stops to make sure the people of Newcastle get to see our great poster. Now, I've looked into it, and basically, without going into too much detail, they have an opt-out to put their own posters up on the BBC sites, which they've chosen to do so. They'd rather advertise on the local news than advertise this show with the great caricature of myself.
It's unbelievable, really.
I know. So here's what I'm going to do. The people of Newcastle have suffered enough with the likes of Donna Air and whatnot, so it's time to give something back to the hard-working men and women of Newcastle. So here's my plan. I want to bring the billboards to them.
But how will you do that?
I don't care. I want to hire a lorry,
right, and get the billboard pasted onto one side of the lorry.
If you're going to put it onto one side, you might as well put it onto two sides.
Right, both sides of the lorry. Left and right.
Maximum exposure.
So get like a big juggernaut, right? You know, like the one that Kit the Car used to live in when it wasn't on his own?
Yep.
Right, get one of them. Paste the poster on the left and the right side of this juggernaut. Yep. Right, get a driver and drive it to Newcastle. Put Allard in the front seat, waving at all the listeners in Newcastle.
Is that possible?
I have no idea. And do you know what? We'll all go. Me and you and Rachel and Allard and Dominic and Juliet.
We could do the show from Newcastle.
We'll do the show from Newcastle.
Why don't we do the show from there?
Whilst driving around in a lorry with my poster on both sides.
People of Newcastle, listen to me.
But, like, in a more megaphone way, not just my hand over my mouth.
Yeah, bigger amplification.
Hello, can you hear... Hello, I'm Wes. Hello.
So, if you're up for that idea, if you live in Newcastle, send us a text to 81199 saying...
Please come.
I was thinking about that, but I was trying to think of something else. Send us a text saying... Bring your truck to Newcastle. How about that?
Snappy title.
I like that.
Bring your truck to Newcastle.
Yes. I don't want them to feel left out.
Trucks away.
There's even a poster in Inverness.
But nothing in Newcastle upon Tyne.
Nothing in Newcastle. So 81199 on the text messages. Bring your truck to Newcastle.
If you invite us,
we will come. So when
do this week?
Tomorrow?
Friday. We go Friday. And then we can have the weekend up there.
Actually, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Friday I can do, yeah, but yeah, because then there's a Leeds game on it. Right, okay.
This Friday?
No, Saturday we've got a game.
Well, obviously, but this Friday would be the day before Saturday.
Let's do the show from Newcastle on Friday, right, with a big truck, with our poster pasted on the side, with Allard driving around going, toot, toot, hello, Geordies. It'd be brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It's gonna happen. Right, 81199, send me a text saying, bring your truck to Newcastle. Let me write down the number of text messages we've received and see how many it goes up by. I'm sure it will be loads.
Bring your truck to Newcastle. 81199.
There you go. Perfect. Now you watch this massive response from all the Newcastle people. Here's one. Why, I, man, I would love you to come up to the tune in it with your big truck and that. And that's from Ant in Biker. Right, so they've started already, Dave. They've started. If we get a massive response, Newcastle, we're coming. Phenomenal response to us going to Newcastle with our truck with a poster on the side of it. Which is a nice, interesting, funny link, but it causes logistical and financial nightmares for the marketing department and the rest of Radio 1. But I will not be put off. Rachel, I want you to find a truck, loads of posters and glue.
Right.
Right, Pritt stick will do or something, paste.
Sellotape.
Whatever. And stick the poster on both sides, the left and the right of the juggernaut, and we'll drive to Newcastle Thursday after the show.
I promise you, I'll do it.
There you go.
I'll try.
Although, we only had about 1,700 text messages, and I'm very disappointed. I've heard Metro FM, they can't be listening. So, text us, bring your truck to Newcastle, 81199. If you don't live in Newcastle, but you'd like us to go there, because you think it will be entertaining, then bring your truck. Do you know, lots of people are saying, bring your truck to the tune.
Oh, we'll accept that too. It's probably a better slogan than we came up with.
Well, yeah. Well, it was just off the top of my head. So bring your truck to Newcastle. Take your truck to the tune. Take your truck to the tune. That should have been it.
We should have thought about it before we said it.
Should we start it again?
Mm. Yeah.
Ready? How about this for an idea? Take your truck to the tune.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
81199 is the number, 81199, and if we get a ridiculous response, then we'll go upstairs to management and say, hi, Rachel. I just like the idea of Rachel going, oh, yeah, right, is there any chance we can have some petty cash? Because I want to hire a juggernaut and get two posters pasted on the side and get a driver and drive all the way to Newcastle and then do the show from Newcastle on Friday, put us up in a really nice hotel, Alan wants a presidential suite, and then we do the show whilst Ali drives around Newcastle in a truck, honking his horn and beeping at people, saying, oh, we're the lads. I've turned into a Geordie. Sorry, a terrible Geordie at that. I'm a Brummie. No, I'm not a Brummie. I'm from Kiddy. Right, so, is there any... hello? Why are you walking away from me? Andy? Andy, come back, mate. Don't. No. Oh, right. It's a no. You'll get that sorted, won't you?
Yes, brilliant. I will now.
Thank you. All right, we've just had another 1,700 text messages, so I think take your truck to the tune is the best catchphrase to have. Oh, wait, so, no, 81199. Don't ring up, because I'm too scared to answer the phones.
I don't understand what they're saying. They all talk funny, innit?
But 81199, take your truck to the tune, and we might see you in Newcastle on Friday.
Well, tell me where.
Trills. Santa Cruz. All right, so 4,300 text messages then, saying, take your truck to Newcastle.
If you invite us, we will come.
So Rachel's going to go to management.
And I gave a weird place. They'd like to hire a truck and post on the side and take it to Newcastle with a big Geordie driving around and beeping his horn and loud waving out going, bye-o!
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Here's £20. Make sure you sign for it and get the receipt.
BBC.
Newsbeat. Not that Andy talks like that, obviously. That's, be more, Ben, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Anyway.
Morning, management, if
you we've been on the air for 3 weeks. Management, don't listen. Travis coming up next. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 8:31.
And the main news this morning.
Scored for the home side.
The Gritters will be out in action tomorrow morning. Snow showers are heading south.
The Grit Awards are coming.
Blizzards in the north and bitterly cold. The wind chill, apparently, for tomorrow is going to feel like it's minus 13.
Oh, come on!
That's really chilly.
Get in. How many sickies are going to happen tomorrow?
It's now 8:35.
Yeah, I can't come in. I've got the flu. Yeah. Sorry about that. All right, bye-bye.
Sledge time! Stop. Sledge time. Do-do-do-do. Oh, you were great there with the stop there.
Sorry.
Start again. There you go.
Good.
I've been looking at the Metro Radio website.
Is it a good look?
Oh.
What's the word I want?
Well, no. I wouldn't use the word good.
No.
And the guy in the morning is called Brian Moore, who looks about 50.
I'm guessing one of his jingles says, Moore in the morning.
Do you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. And I think if not to see our poster, then just to entertain the people in Newcastle with something other than him, you know, is a reason for us to go.
I think so.
It's an amazing website that really does show off the extent of the, you know, there's more stuff on our frequently answered questions page on the website than there is on this. but so they have some great DJs there. And they have the evening shows presented by Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Just his name?
Just Wayne.
Just Wayne.
Now, I understand Namone, because it's quite an unusual name. However, Wayne, on its own, not so showbiz, is it? Liberace. Now, that was one word, one name. So we're very glamorous, Liberace.
Bono.
It doesn't... Yeah, Bono, exactly.
Wes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but Wayne. Not, you know, Wayne. It's not, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I think the people in Newcastle need some entertainment. It's a great place, and they have to put up with this. Garbage.
Hey, leave Wayne alone, he's all right.
So...
That's great accent.
It's appalling. So, I think that's why we should go to Newcastle on Thursday after the show. Do you want to come?
I'd love to come.
Would you like, can you actually go, though, or are you just saying that?
No, I think if I make a few phone calls...
Yes.
I'd probably be told to go away.
Juliet?
I'll be there, I think.
Oh.
I have no problem.
And everyone else, Joe, would you come as well? Yeah, Joe would come. Toby, would you like to come to Newcastle? Sadly, no more places left, I'm afraid, love, but sorry about that.
Now Chris Miles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Miles. He eats out of the truck. He won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
8:37, let's play Travis.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Text has come in. It's snowing in Norfolk. Get in. Come on. It's growing on me, that record. Jameson out this week. Take control. Aye, 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 aye. Not to be confused with aye, 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 you see. Remember that?
No.
No, neither do I. Dominic was telling me about it because he's really old. That's good. Snowing in Norfolk. Ding, 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 ding. Da, 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 da. Someone's just telling me about DJ Wayne. We've had one text about DJ Wayne.
One?
Yeah. I wonder if it's from Wayne. Mind you, it can't be because it says he's a total DJ. Anyway, so we're going to... If you just switched on, we might be going to Newcastle on Thursday after the show in a truck with our poster on both sides of the truck to drive around for an hour and then go to a few bars and get drunk. And then do the show from Newcastle on Friday morning and then drive the truck back to London.
Isn't this largely dependent on getting hold of a truck and two posters to put on either side, left and right?
Yeah, but they're just formalities. Rachel's going to sort it.
I'm quite confident about this.
Are you? Yeah. And you want me in the front of this truck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we could stick you on the front, you know, like people do...
Like the Michelin man on the top.
Yeah.
Like, I'm feeling a bit nervous about this already.
Funny. I'll fill in a form, make sure it's all safe.
Yeah. Judging by the texts, they're not feeling the love for me up there.
What, in Newcastle?
I don't know why.
They'll love you up
there. Some texts have come through saying this is going to be hilarious.
If you live in Newcastle and you love Allard, just send a text saying, I love Allard. You watch them come in now.
Great.
I'll look after you.
He's only done this for his ego.
I'm not.
You watch now. Literally, messages will come in now saying, I love Allard. By the way, can I just clear this up now? Allard is spelled A-L-E-D. Not Allard. Not Allard. Not Elod.
It's Allard.
Allard.
No.
A-L-E-D. Allard. Allard. A-L-E-D. End of. Thank you. You've got to guess who, I believe.
I have.
I have.
I have.
Hi.
Hey, hello, dear. Hey, love me.
Getting ready for my truck.
I beg your pardon? I'll do, hello, dear. I'm from Wales, don't they know?
Drive a truck, I do.
Do you know, Dave, I've never heard you do a Yorkshire accent before. That's not too bad.
It's supposed to be Welsh.
Hello? Tom Jones here.
And what do I have to shout out of the window when I see people?
Hey up.
That's not what they say.
You can be the leader of the Sikh army.
They say that in Newcastle.
Hey up.
Yeah.
Hey up.
That's it. Perfect. You sound like a true Geordie.
Hey up.
That's
hey
it.
Up.
Yeah.
Fine.
Now what you do is you shout, Howay.
Howay.
That's it. Try that. So imagine you're in the truck, lean out the window and shout.
Howay.
And then, I don't know, put the lads on the end of that. Go on.
Away, lads.
No, away the lads.
Oh, right. Away the lads.
Perfect. Perfect. It's like sitting with Jimmy Nail in the studio, isn't it?
Fine.
No, it's good, that. Right, have you got a guess who?
I have, yes. Right.
Where's this from?
It was from just around the corner.
Hang on, hang on. Go.
Just around the corner, and it was last week. Just before the weekend.
Because we haven't done guess who on this show for ages.
It's amazing how many people you see when Guess Who isn't running.
Isn't it? I always think that to myself.
Amazing how many people
it's so amazing.
Guess Who's not running.
As Luther Grit Dross once sang. Right, so, shut up.
On with the game. I've printed off information about this person because I always get it wrong. So, I'm foolproof today.
Well, let's find out. Right, this is Alan's Guess Who. He saw them round the corner from Radio 1 the other day. I'll start.
You start.
Male.
Yes.
Hooray. A pop singer.
No.
Old male.
Look at the what? Look at Dave's face.
What?
I'm next.
I think you're
fine. Chris looked at me.
I think you're fine, love. It's actually my ruddy
girl.
You're
next, then.
An actor.
Yes.
A film actor.
Yes.
A British film actor.
Have you seen my page?
No.
Okay, yes.
Could it be somebody who's currently starring in Cold Mountain?
Oh, go to hell.
Oh,
go to hell.
Oh, actually, no, it's not. Actually, no, you're wrong.
No.
I really thought you'd seen my page then.
I haven't seen your page.
Oh, go to hell.
No, it's not. No.
You got to go there.
Right. Is it my turn now?
Rachel. Yes.
Is he in films?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a film actor, Rachel.
Just established
generally,
that.
Generally in films.
We might be in TV programmes.
Not if you're a film actor. The word film gives it away.
Is he Scottish?
Yes.
Oh, can I guess?
Oh, just say Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. Yes!
Go to hell.
You've got to go to hell.
How'd you do that? That's a bit quick.
Because I'm clever.
Well, hang on a second. Doesn't take a genius. He was near Radio 1, right? He's an actor. He's Scottish. And
he's
McGregor,
not in Cold Mountain.
Ewan McGregor was on the show the other week doing publicity. I wonder who it could be.
I do have a guess who.
Oh, really?
Mm. It's amazing, you know, how many people you see when Guess Who's not running.
Lionel Gritchie? Sorry. Right, do you want to do this then?
If you want, do you want to play?
Where did you see this famous person?
I saw this person in central London literally only days ago.
Right, okay. Alan, you start.
Male.
No.
Ooh. Rachel, do it.
Female.
Yes.
Are they a singer?
No.
Ooh.
Actress.
Yes.
Do they also have another string to their bow?
I would say so, yes.
And would that be television presenting?
Yes.
Do they present their own TV show?
I think so.
Would they be predominantly on one channel more than another?
Who can say?
You.
No.
What?
No.
Right. Alan.
Do they do daytime presenting?
No. They might have another string to their bow also.
Do they do evening show presenting?
No.
Well, it's not daytime.
Have we established that this person isn't a singer?
Yes.
She's not.
They do acting?
Yes.
And they have done the odd bit of TV presenting?
Yes.
But they also have another string to their bow?
Another string to their bow.
Is it a politician?
No.
Sportswoman?
No.
Pass.
Not singing. Dancing.
No.
Modelling.
No.
I know.
Yes.
Can I guess?
If you like.
Denise Van Outen.
It's the wrong answer.
Oh. Is this person over 30?
Yes.
Over 40?
I wouldn't say so.
Can I get a clue?
They have another string to their bow, which, as yet, we haven't
mentioned.
Is
it Maid Marian?
No.
Is that important, that
yes.
thing? Okay.
Are they on TV at the moment?
I don't know.
Can I guess again?
Yes.
No, you bloody can't! Is this person fit?
Define fit.
Juliet.
Would you boff them?
No, I personally wouldn't, but she's probably a very attractive lady to many.
I'll
give us a clue. We've no idea.
She has another string to her bow, which is yet unmentioned. Yeah. She is a TV presenter.
Yeah.
She's a lady.
No, you're just recapping. Give us a clue.
She might be involved in the world of comedy.
Is she a comedian?
Comedienne.
Is it Victoria Wood?
No.
Is it Dune?
What, Dune McGeegan?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Said famous person.
Is it Jennifer Saunders?
No.
Dawn. A French.
Dawn McKeegan?
Dawn French.
No.
Oh, rubbish.
She shares the same nationality as our previous guess who.
Ronan Cameron.
Rona Cameron is the right answer.
Yes! Was she filming The Lovelies?
No, she's not famous, though, is she?
Yes, she is.
Like, for, like, 30 seconds.
He's a famous person.
He's just an Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Who starred in, like, Hollywood blockbuster movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you've done Rona Cameron, who had her own failed sitcom that just nobody remembers.
Mm-hmm.
And did some rubbish Russian roulette show on ITV which nobody watched.
A celebrity.
What?
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
From last year or from the year before?
Year before.
From the year before? Oh, well, I've got to guess who I saw. PJ from Big Brother. Rubbish. Celebrities. Look at me. For example, mine earlier was John O'Coleman from Fit Club. You need famous people like that. Radio 1. Joe Wiley. Today.
I believe in a thing called love. Stop doing that. Right, CD Slim Time, Young David. Great mix. Dave Pearce on Radio 1. Right, are you ready? Right, lovely. How do you get to this morning's CD Sling from yesterday morning's CD Sling? Madonna and Like a Prayer.
The word prayer rhymes with hair, which is what you might have cut by a barber.
No, unless you're Dominic Byrne.
Barber, first name Glynis, is the name of the actress that played Makepeace in the 80s cop drama Dempsey Makepeace, which in 1986 featured a cameo appearance by Susie Quattro.
Wow.
Susie Quattro shouldn't be mistaken for Audi Quattro, which is a classic car famed for its rallying pedigree.
Nice.
Pedigree is something you might order in the pub,
yes.
As is Boddington's. Boddington's launched the career of Melanie Sykes, who now enjoys fame and fortune as the on-screen partner of Des O'Connor. Des O'Connor has enjoyed chart success over the years, and in that respect shares something in common with Jimmy Nail.
What?
Jimmy Nail shares the same Christian name as Jimmy Tarbuck,
yeah.
A regular on the celebrity golf circuit, along with Radio 1's very own DJ Spoony. If you remove the last letter of the word Spoony, you're left simply with Spoon, which is a necessary tool for the enjoyment of soup.
Right.
Soup, you know, is often served, rather, with a roll.
Yes.
The word roll consists of just four letters, much like the words cops and jail. Jail is where you might end up if you were to get arrested by cops. And when you think of the word arrested in the context of early 90s commercially successful pop rap crossover
comedies.
Cropovers. You think of Arrested Development and Mr. Wendell.
Right, bad link, but great record.
Thank you.
Great record, Arrested Development, Mr. Wendell. Seamless link, Dave?
Seamless, yes.
Sure?
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Lots of people like that. Somebody just called it a classic.
It's praise indeed.
And somebody just texted me and said, that's a classic. Called me yesterday with a great story. Well, they asked me my advice, and I want to tell the story on the air. And if they text back and say, go on then, I will tell that story on the air in a bit.
Is this a celebrity chum of yours?
No, it's somebody who works at Radio 1. They're not famous at all. Were there any mistakes in that, Rachel?
Just a slight technical.
Do you know that? Why do you do that? The music plays. Any? She's standing at the other side of the desk. Any mistakes in there? And she goes,
I'll just waltz over here.
Just take my time. Casually walk up to the mic. No. What's wrong with you?
I didn't say no, though.
Show be an hour long if you were quicker to the mic. What were the mistakes?
Oh, it doesn't matter now.
No,
come on, we want to know now. You made a big song and dance.
Well, apparently, technically, if you get arrested by the police, you'll end up in the police station, not in jail. That's all I was going to say.
Quick text alert. My friend has said, don't you dare. As in, don't you dare tell the story. I might tell it. See what my friend has to text back? It's a great story, you know. It's going to endear you to the nation. You'd love it. It's a great story. Kind of told you all this morning anyway, but I haven't said it on the air. We'll see what happens.
I can't remember.
Oh, really?
That's the great thing about your stories, I can hear them again and again.
Thanks very much, Dave.
chips. Bit of a duffer. Dominic Byrne. Slap it.
Sorry, don't know what that voice
is. So we're going to go to Newcastle this week?
Yes.
Do the show from there?
I've never been to Newcastle.
Really?
Nope. No.
Honestly?
No, never, seriously.
It's very warm. It's very similar to the weather of St. Lucia.
I've heard that, yes.
Yeah. So it's all T-shirt and shorts. Honestly, you'll love it.
Pack your flip-flops, Dominic.
Okay.
And poor old Newcastle people. I don't know what they've been listening to in the morning. I've been... They have a fellow on in the morning, and we've put up the webcam to the Metro Radio studio. It looks very boring. Unlike our webcam, which looks reasonably boring.
Intriguing.
Yeah. So I like the idea we get a truck, we put the poster on both sides of the truck,
yes.
We drive it to Newcastle, we put Alan in the front of the cab going, how are the lads, boy? Right, and then we do the show from Newcastle Friday morning.
That'd be great.
And maybe we stay around and have a few beers. I mean, an important meeting.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I think it'd be rude not to stay for a couple of beers, wouldn't it?
Especially as I haven't been before. I'd like a tour of the bar areas.
The Newcastle hospitality you would thoroughly enjoy.
Excellent.
It's luxurious.
I've had a text from that secret person saying don't do it. So I'm not allowed to tell the story about Vernon Kay. You phoned me yesterday.
No, don't.
Why not?
Don't. He's only new.
Hello, Chris, it's Vernon Kay from Hollyoaks. Apparently he's going to be in Hollyoaks.
No
sofa.
Way.
No way. Way!
Friday, I think.
Is it?
Yes.
Hello, it's Vernon Kay here. Here's Hollyoaks, and I'm in it. Wicked.
Was that the secret? Oh, I've remembered what the story is now.
It's good, isn't it?
It is good, yes.
We could get the nation to give him advice on what he should do.
I feel it
that makes it sound sexual. It's nothing like he needs ointment or all like that.
It could be detrimental to his career progress, though. Mm.
Yeah, so should we read it out?
No.
All right, okay.
I've just discovered an interesting thing.
Go on.
Vernon Kay
yes.
and Peter Kay
yes.
are in soap operas on the same day.
No way!
Wow.
Way.
Way
wow.
Kay.
Should we ring him? Hello, Vernon. Hello, Miles. How are you? I'm all right. Is June Sapong there? Yes, she's here. All right, Vernon, how are you?
Do you know something else intriguing, Dominic?
No, I don't.
Is that both of those Ks
yes.
are both from Bolt?
Good Lord!
Wow.
How mad is that?
It just gets better and better. Metro Radio don't have any of the high-quality linkage we've got. This material's great. And now Rachel's going to say something even more entertaining.
Call now for car park catchphrase 08700 100 100.
It's like a morning crew local radio show.
Woo!
All right. Okay, here's Tinny with the traffic and the travel. Right, we need girls for car park catchphrase because blokes always ring up. So if you're a girl and you want to be on car park catchphrase, what's the number, Rach?
08700 100 100.
Woo! Right. Woo! Now go and do the dishes.
He seemed impressed.
I'm not ready. Hang on, I'm not ready. Right, Ragiv, Can't Get Enough, comes out the 16th of February. Before that, The Strokes and Reptilia. There you go, see, I know exactly what I'm doing, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm fine, thank you, sorted. Very interesting shot of me on the webcam. Wearing my... Hoodie.
What?
Dominic Byrne next door has just thrown his hood over his head and managed to poke himself in the eye.
You're too old for young people's clothes.
Two young persons for you. It's just for me and my dog.
I think he's in pain.
He's been sitting next to Juliet and Toby all morning. He probably is.
Warden.
Oh, here she comes.
Ow. Bye.
Let's have a look at your eye. Oh,
shall I do the other one?
No, I just...
I tell you what, that eye looks... Your eyes now look like Juliet's first thing in the morning.
How'd you stab yourself in the eye with a hooded top?
I'll show you, Dave. No, I won't.
Go on.
In slow motion, I did this, pulled over my head, and then this little thing here...
That little fella.
Yeah, that little fella. Only went and whipped up and hit him in the eye, didn't he?
Oh, he did it, did he?
Yeah.
Fascinating radio, this is.
Took my eye out, nearly.
Moving on.
Bye.
We've had some... Oh, by the way, Vernon Kay, you're a yellow belly bottler. Thank you. We've had people texting in, sending in their photos of them standing in front of the billboard. My billboards went up yesterday. My billboards, listen to me. Billboards for the show went up yesterday. It's got my name on it, I suppose. It's a big picture of me. If you haven't, I won't tell you what they are. You can't fail to miss it. It's BBC on the right-hand side in massive letters. And Radio 1's Chris Moyle, Saviour of Breakfast Radio. I like the fact that there's some of them in the other radio stations. I really find that very amusing. You basically got to go to work every day and go, where are my posters?
I like the fact that you've got a kiss curl like Lisa Stansfield.
See, it's more like Superman, actually, rather than Lisa Stansfield. Chris, Rachel and Hayley from Manchester. Hello! Your photos are very funny. And Tom Tiger. It says it's a picture of me in front of one of your billboards, but I just think they're taking a picture of a random stranger crossing the road.
Let's have a look.
There, the top one.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. But very good. Darren from Western Supermare got chased by a security guard because he had to climb over a wall to get in front of the billboard. Don't do that. It's very naughty. You might get told off. But he's a big lad. He's a big man. But he looks tiny compared to the billboard, doesn't he?
Such is the size of it.
We'll try and put these on the website later for you to see, www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. The idea being, if you see one of our billboards, get a photo of yourself standing in front of it and then email it to us, chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. And there should be prize for the person who, the first one of our team who does it.
I haven't seen one yet.
What's the prize?
I will buy you
a car.
No, shut up.
I'll go now then.
I wish you would. No, a
right.
No, I'll buy you something nice.
Am I right in thinking...
How about that? That's the prize. I will buy you something nice.
Am I right in thinking that the people from Listenerland who email in pictures of themselves by the posters are in with a chance of winning a part of the poster for them to keep?
Not in with a chance.
They do win.
Absolutely, definitely, 100% win.
All right, 99%. Yeah. Send us in a photo of you standing in front of the billboard and we'll send you a piece of the poster. There's 48 sheets. It's a 48-sheeter. What was that, Russell?
That's an effect of the piece you could win.
Which bit is that?
A bit of the logo.
Great. So find a billboard near you, get your photo taken on it, one of them camera phones. If you're on multimedia up, you'll be able to email it to us straight away. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. We'll start sticking on the website as of today, and the best ones, if not probably all of them, will win a signed bit of one of the posters. See, there's a bit with a bit of my... That's a bit of me and a bit of one of my headphones.
That's the sound of your armpit.
Great. chris.moyles@bbc.co.uk. Thank you. Why didn't that trail play? Thank you.
From 10. Joe Wiley. From 10. Mark and Lard. From 1. Sarah Cox. From 3.
That was awful. I apologise. I was trying to be smart and I screwed it up. I crashed the vocal. It's like listening to Scott Mills. So I'm going to do that again.
Sarah Cox. Ready?
Get home with Cox and Joe Wiley. From 10. Mark and Lard. From 1. Sarah Cox. From 3.
Better.
Kelly's Milkshake, BBC Radio 1, home of bawdy newsreaders. I'll read.
So, Newcastle then, on Friday.
Hopefully.
Seriously, Toby Seedy, I'm going to go in there and slap his stupid student-looking face. Unbelievable. He's in there to tell Dominic. Do you know what he does? He oversees the news. He gets paid to oversee the news. So Dominic goes, here's my news bulletin. Toby goes, fine. That's his job. Unbelievable. And there he is reading Front magazine. Oh, how the BBC News journalists and Television Centre and News 24 are listening now going, oh, he's so intelligent. Sitting there scratching his nads reading Front.
Jordan's got nice bops.
Do you know what I mean? This is serious news, man. Whereas Dominic, on the other hand, nothing but serious news. 24 hours a day, he's like a news tap. Turn him on and info comes out.
Turn him off and it ceases.
What?
Ceases.
Sheesh.
Anyway, so there you go. Vernon Kay won't let me tell a story about him. He phoned me yesterday to ask some advice, and he won't let me tell
the
story.
That's because it could be career suicide for Mr. Kay.
I don't think it would be career suicide, but I think the listeners would like to know the story. Don't you?
I advise you not to, Chris.
Well, he did
technically forbid you.
Yes, he did, but then he hasn't sent me a text since. He hasn't rung me or anything like that. So it was obviously like, he's obviously now thinking, well, he can tell the story.
Do you want to be responsible for his short-lived career at Radio 1?
I'd love to be, yes. I tried to be responsible for his short-lived career in television, but that failed, sadly, and the booger's still on.
Do you think he's doing that, oh, don't tell him, but really he wants you to tell him? A bit like Alad kind of says, oh, don't say you love me, but love me, really.
I suppose it's easy to learn the hard way, isn't
it? Oh, don't play that tape of me, Alad, Oh, please don't play that tape of me and show the pictures and the link to my website and personal homepages. Oh, don't! It could be like that. Maybe it's a bit of that involved. I don't know. Should we ring him?
Yeah, ring him now.
Hello, it's me.
Ask him. Get it from the horse's mouth.
Don't call him a horse. Vernon probably wouldn't mind. Got me arse, you want Malsy? Oh, hang on. We have a message. I wonder who the message is from. Right, see, now I can't even read that out on the air. Rachel, can I read that out?
No.
Dave?
No.
I can't read that out. That's just rude. Right, what's his number? Let's give him a
give him a call and find out properly.
Okay. It's 07 94.
Mm-hmm.
I best not read.
Don't read out
there.
The whole thing.
It's Vernon Kay here.
I'm reading you live, Vernon. Don't swear, all right? Because I know you're listening. You got nothing better to do. Works once a week. He's like Wes. Good morning, Vernon.
Hi, Christopher.
Right, very quickly.
Yes.
Because I love you.
I know you do, and that's why I phoned you in confidence.
Right. Can I tell the story about you from yesterday?
No. Please don't.
What if I say please?
Chris, you could stand in front of me naked, and I still would not allow you to tell that story. Live, let's remember, on national, let's remember, Radio 1, which is where we were, Chris.
Can I just...
The conversation yesterday was all about...
Can I just ask, what was that bit about me standing in front of you naked? What's your fancy got to do with reality?
Because it's mine.
Right.
It's me.
All right, okay. Are you in the bath?
No. Do you want me to go to the bathroom?
No, you're all right, thanks, Vernon. I won't tell the story, then.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Chris.
No worries. We'll talk later off the air.
Come on, Bolton!
All right. By the way, Vern?
Yes?
I hope it clears up, love.
Oh, no, it's killing me, man.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.
Vernon Kay. Vernon's happy hour is only once a week because he's a lazy get. I'll wait till he's got in the shower or the bath, then I'll tell you the story, right? It's 9:27. Baby. Angel City, Love Me Right from Radio 1. Right. Let's get some news from Dominic. At which point you meant to be sitting in the chair, Dom?
Hello.
You're nothing even professional. It's been a bit freeform this half hour, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Thank God for Vernon Kay. Sugar, love me right. You know I want to be the only one. One. Coming up, LMC, Take Me to the Clouds Above. We'll play an oldie but a goodie from Destiny's Child.
Wicked.
Here's Dom and Jules with some news and sports. Gone 9:30.
The PM's number two says 9:33.
God, you're good. Explain to me what that noise was all about in your first clip.
I can't explain to you. It was a clip that we thought was a clip, and it turned out to not be the clip we thought it was.
And that's the fault of who?
Toby Seeley.
Really? That's Toby's fault, is it?
Yes, it is, Chris.
And what should we do?
Spank him.
Spank him? Is that right, Dominic?
Yes, it is.
Right. We'll do that, then.
I think you should. Can I do it?
No, Dominic, you can't.
It's good.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. You're just a bit rubbish.
Well, you know.
You having a bad day today?
I'm having an all right day today, I think.
Really?
Poked myself in the eye doing my hoodie up. But apart from that, it was fine.
Me hoodie. Or I love that.
Hooded top.
Me hoodie. That could be your first ragga record release.
Your me hoodie. It's not very good, is it?
Me hoody hoody, me hoody 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 hoody, me hoody hoody, a hoody. Me hoody,
it's
hoody.
All in the rhythm.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard anyway. So, thank you very much indeed. You're great.
Thank you.
Right, okay, so Dave, hello. Car park catchphrase coming up.
I'd love to.
A few more records.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're out of here. Then we sit round and we pray in a pray for snow circle. And then tomorrow, after the show, we're going to be going sledging.
Yay!
Awesome.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
What's a man in music?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
We have had some text messages from people saying, any chance you can play the supposed audio of Ant McPartland and Jordan getting down to naughty stuff in the hotel from last night? Certainly.
Yeah. Want to take that?
Yeah, get it in.
Yeah. Oh. Go on, girl.
There you go. I can neither confirm or deny.
Deny.
Hi. Was anything sexual going on? Sorry, Peter. What was that?
What's a man in music without music?
A man.
Mm, definitely a man.
Yeah,
want to take that?
Yeah, get it in.
Yeah.
Baby. 9:41.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car park fans, and let's do another round of car park catchphrase on National Radio 1, the length and breadth of the car park. Obviously the host is me, but the genius host is Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, mate. Right, let's meet our contestants.
Welcome on line one. It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Nikki and I'm from Somerset.
What a beautiful part of the world.
Mm. Nice.
What do you do, Nikki?
I'm a sales rep.
For who?
I sell insulation for Encon Insulation.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, I tell you what.
I wanted that job. I really did.
And I wanted yours.
Did you? Well, you can't have it. I ain't going anywhere.
Good.
What kind? Where are you parked?
In a little chef on the A303.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
And what are you driving?
A 320 BMW.
Mm.
Nice wheels.
Is it black?
No, it's blue.
Oh, so I must have been in a fight. Black and blue.
It's just blue.
Yeah, all right, all right. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn.
Okay, ready?
Yep. All right.
Two-tone.
Mm.
Why two-tone?
Got two tones on the horn. You see, some are single-tone, some are two-tone. That's a two-tone.
Is it
horn.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Listen again.
You ready?
Mm. Yep.
You see there? You've got two different tones going on.
Two tone and two hoot.
Mm.
All right. Thank you very much, then.
No problem.
Right, who's on line two?
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Chris, and I'm from Aberdeen.
Yay! Beautiful. Have you seen any of our posters yet?
No.
No? Rachel, where are the posters in Aberdeen?
There are 8 poster sites in Aberdeen. Would you like me to read them?
Yes.
Hang on. Where are you now?
I'm in a car park in the Highlands Hotel.
The Highlands Hotel, right.
Right, okay. There's one by the fire station.
Do you know that one?
Which fire station?
Yeah, which one, stupid?
St. Clement.
What?
No.
No, right, okay. One Park Street?
No.
Holborn Street?
Okay, I know what that is, yeah.
Right, okay. Any more?
Number 2 Great Northern Road.
Okay, yeah.
Min Street and Market Street and Wellington Road.
Okay, I'll have a look.
Which is the nearest one to you?
Holborn Street.
Well, go and have a look.
Okay.
I look gorgeous. What do you do, Chris?
I'm a hotel manager.
Of the Highland Hotel?
Well, no, but it's owned by the same people.
Right, okay. So you're in the car park of what hotel?
The Highland Hotel.
But you're not the manager there?
No.
You turned up to the wrong place for work, son.
No.
Shouldn't you really be at the hotel where you manage?
Well, not yet, no.
Right, okay. We've fallen into bits. There'll be a riot going on. People throwing bread rolls everywhere. Breakfast going on past 10:30. Be crazy. Crazy world. What car are you in?
A Mini.
A new one?
Yes.
Ooh, very nice. Is it the sporty one? Is it red and white?
No, it's black.
Oh, rubbish. Right, wind your window down. Let's hear your horn. Jesus. Whoa. Tell you, that makes yours sound rubbish, Nicky.
I know. He's in a car park underneath, though, isn't he?
No.
No, is outside. Let's see yours, Nicky. And yours, Chris? Oh, right, his is
Chris
lower.
Is lower.
Chris is lower.
Nicky high, Chris low.
Have you seen any of our posters, Nicky?
No.
You should go to Aberdeen. There's loads there.
We don't get them in Somerset. That's better.
There's none in Somerset.
One in Taunton.
Oh, is that? Oh,
it'd
take a while to come down here, mind.
Be worth the trip.
Worth it, though, love. Worth it.
And I go down here, especially tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you should, yeah. All right, then. So, both our contestants, I think we need to do the rules, then, shall we? Roy, tell them the rules.
Thanks, Chris. Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game. In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish.
Hello.
And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is,
yes,
buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right. All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule.
What's that?
Say what you hear.
Pardon?
Say what you hear.
Do you understand, Nicky?
Yeah.
Do you understand, Chris?
Yeah.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play car park catchphrase.
Best of three, good luck. All right, here's the first one. Mr. Fish looks like he's in trouble. I think he's late with his repayments to Paul, the loan shark. And what's that on the floor? Looks like it's a wallet belonging to his friend Peter. Mr. Fish is now taking some of the money out of Peter's wallet to pay Paul, the loan shark. Feel free to buzz in at any time. It's as if he's robbing Peter. Was that Nicky?
Yeah.
Was it?
Is it rob Peter to pay Paul?
Rob Peter to pay Paul? You're right! Well done. Dominic had never heard of that catchphrase, and by the sound of it, neither had Nicky or Chris. Chris, you didn't know that one, did you?
Yeah,
I
still don't know it.
Right, well, I just said it.
You should know it.
Right, anyway, so it's one to Nicky, none to you, Chris. You need to get this one right, staying with the game, staying with the chance, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
All right, Roy, here we go. All right, Dr. Fish. Oh, don't never get that in a million years, Dave.
Why?
Don't never get that one. They'll never get that.
Read it.
Oh, no, hang on, the screen's gone fuzzy. Well, let's have another one.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
All right, Mr. Fish has popped over to his wife, Fanny's Fresh Fish Smoking Factory. She smokes her own kippers, but for some reason, she can't get the smoke going today. Come on, Chris. Mr. Fish is having a look to see what the problem is. It seems that there's no fire. Yes, Chris?
No.
No. Yes, Nicky?
There's no smoke without fire.
There's no smoke without fire.
You're a winner.
Chris, you're rubbish. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I am.
Go down to the billboard site, stare at my big eyes, and feel inspired.
Okay, I will do.
God bless you.
Bye.
Did you put him on the air so you could get free hotel next time you go to Aberdeen? Is that what it was?
No.
Nicky, well done.
Thank you.
You must be very proud of yourself.
He needs to start drinking cider, you see.
The what?
He needs to start drinking cider and get more of the answers right then.
No, I don't think... cider drinking is not the answer to anything.
To me and you are.
Well... That said, yeah. Enjoy being a sales rep selling insulation, are you?
Yeah.
Maybe if you stop drinking cider during the day, love, you might have a better job. Anyway, God bless you. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
Bye. So there you go.
Insulation for the nation.
I'm telling you. Right, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
baby boy.
So Sarah Cox is in New York, will be in Newcastle. Drinking lots of coffee. Oh,
yeah.
I'd rather be in Newcastle than New York, mate. You know,
drinking tea.
Yeah. You know. Bring it on. For the longest while we're jamming in the party, and you're waiting on me, pushing it. It's been a very loose show today, isn't it?
It's been, yeah.
I've enjoyed myself, though. It's kind of like an early day off.
We've been freestyling, I think, for about the last hour and a half.
It's like taking a sickie whilst being at work.
And getting paid.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Oh, man. But I've had fun.
We're nearly done now,
where's
aren't
everyone
we?
Got? See, Juliet's still here, but where's Dominic? Where's Toby? Have they gone off for a news breakfast?
Dominic's gone to prepare the next bulletin at 10:30.
He doesn't normally prepare. What started him now?
Or maybe he's gone to the loo or something then.
Joe Wiley's on at 10 o'clock. Hi, welcome along. Joe Wiley here. Sexy. You know it. And yesterday she had Snow Patrol in the live lounge. And today, no one. Maybe she'll have some snow in the live lounge.
No.
I think that's
she's got
against...
the entertainment news.
What, who's doing that today?
Kev. Keegan.
Oh, he's weird, him.
And
Kevin Keegan.
I've got a list.
Really? Well, obviously, it's that important to you. You've just thrown it on a pile of other bits of paper.
So this one?
What's it say on that one?
That one? No, that's not it.
Anyway, if you want to find out what's on the show, listen. Joe Wiley is here. Unless, will you stop making paper noises?
Rachel. You're
making us sound a professional.
At 10 this morning.
Mark and Ladder at 1 and Sarah's back at 3. Have a good day, we're gonna finish with this. Lost Prophets. Lost Prophets are Radio 1, Last Train Home is out this week. So Kevin Keegan is on the show with Joe after 10 this morning. Last Resort, a bit of a New York special. Win a double platinum presentation disc for 50 Cent's album. And get the new series of Friends on DVD, The Day They Come Out. Oh, that must be a hell of an episode. I've never seen that one. So that must be the finale one. I'm Joey from Friends. I'm out. So be listening. Joe Wiley coming up in a second. Enjoy the day on Radio 1. I'm off to the gym. I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Have a great day.
Joe Wiley.